Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ric Flair is recognized as a 16-time champion. RJ Choppy, we're just going to stop recognizing you. It is time for High Low on 105.3 The Fan. RJ still holding on to that title like he does so many times.
It was so disheartening last week, the boss. After this game and the meeting was like, yeah, do we need to like bring people in? And, you know, so we need to bring in like ringers or like extra people because we can't get it done. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, but I have confidence in both you, Sean, and you, Roy. No, actually, I do this week.
Ooh, Roy. Uh-oh.
Sports.
Great sports.
Hungarian hockey players. No, I'm going to go with NFL quarterbacks. All of today's answers will be NFL quarterbacks. And yes, before you ask, RJ, because I see your mouth opening, these are current NFL quarterbacks. All right. Current NFL quarterbacks. We start with the defending champion, RJ Choppy, in high-low. High pitch, low pitch, different point values. And let's see who will be crowned high-low champion. For 3 points, are we going high or are we going low?
Let's go high, Gene.
I feel good. I mean, the game's just continually slowing down. But as a team, I mean, I said it earlier in the week, we're built differently. We know what to expect, and we're just hungry.
Ooh, I like that. Not a lot of detail.
Carson Wentz.
Roy, you know it. Roy, you're shaking your head no.
I was hoping not. But I was wrong.
Dang! That hurts. That hurts bad.
I mean, I
that hurts bad.
I wasn't trying to give him any clue in the audio.
That was good. It was good by you. All right, let's go. Let's just move. Let's move past.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go to Roy now. Roy, in high-low NFL quarterbacks, are we going high pitch or low pitch for 3 points?
Let us go low, please, Troy.
Well, yeah, you know, if I say if it's losing, the questions come with it. So if you want to fix it, you got to get a win. And obviously, it's tough.
Oh, I know it. No, maybe I don't.
I will say, want to fix it? You got to get a win. Give me Eli.
I was like, that guy spoke way too clearly.
All right.
Wow.
Roy, you get 3 points, which is good since RJ got 3 points. Can we make it a threefer? Sean, NFL quarterbacks, high pitch or low pitch in high low?
High.
For 3 points and the three-way tie.
Our identity is that when we have to have it, there's zero excuses. That's just the case, so we put it together.
Aaron Rodgers.
Good answer.
We're looking for a three-way tie.
It's a great answer. Just hit the button. No drama needed.
All right, we got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're doing it.
Now what?
Now we're cooking with gas.
I hate that phrase so much.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought it was peanut oil.
Yeah, who cares? We biodiesel. I'm a big wood chip guy. All right, 3 for 3 for everyone across the board. We go to round two of high-low on 105.3 The Fan. The defending champion, RJ Choppy, can you hit another three-pointer, high or low?
High.
At this point, you're going to have to play through some discomfort. You know, I would like it to be 100%, but I don't even know if that's possible, you know, until, you know, the bye week.
Ooh. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr?
Oh, God. Please buzz him, Troy.
Yes. For 2 points, name the NFL quarterback, a Division I caliber basketball player. He averaged 18 points and 10 boards his senior year alongside Blake Griffin.
Sam Bradford.
God, the way he said it.
Go.
Roy, first one. Eliminate him just, right here.
You like, can eliminate him.
Knock him out. Yes. See? That's your mentality right there. You know
I hope I'm wrong. High or low? Give it to me high, please, Troy.
I just wanted it to keep trying to walk it off, and hopefully it'll start feeling better. And it did. It was good to go.
Matthew Stafford.
To eliminate RJ Choppy.
Yes! He said that with such conviction, too.
It was like, that ankle, man. That ankle.
For 2 points and to tie RJ Choppy, name the NFL quarterback from the Lone Star State. He is one of six quarterbacks to throw 3,000 yards in each of his first three NFL seasons. You need it to stay in the game.
That'd be Drew Brees.
That's a shame.
First three seasons.
That would be one Andy Dalton is who we're looking for.
I thought it was just going to be three.
Play together.
Roy, you have been eliminated, but Sean, you could be victorious. If you get it on the first try,
come on, Sean.
You will win and be the new high-low champion, high or low.
High.
For the win.
You know, I could care less about my numbers. I really don't care. If we're going to run the ball the way we ran the ball today, you know, I'll hand it off every time and try and get us in the best possible run plays.
Russell Wilson.
Dang it!
Oh, my gosh, I need this. Troy, I need you here on this clue.
To force sudden death
need the clue.
With the defending champion, RJ Choppy, named the NFL quarterback, born in Altamont Springs, Florida. He played his college ball in Florida, and he plays pro ball in Florida.
Jameis.
Oh, no. Still.
Oh, no.
Heavyweight.
That would Champion be Blake Bortles.
Wow. He gagged.
Man, I was hoping, if I heard Jameis too, I felt like I was going to know Jameis like that. His drawl, his accent is so distinct. Doggone it.
Man.
Doggone it. So close.
People actually think this is rigged.
It's like, this is all I have.
This literally is all I have in my life.
Yeah, they think this is as fake as The Rock and Tyrese beef. Yeah. No, this is not fake. This is not scripted.
Trust me, man.
This is life.
If y'all ever really thought that we would let RJ win, you'd have never listened to the show. Ever. Never. Ever.
No, that's true. I mean, they won't even let me win fantasy baseball.
Yeah. Well, that was money involved. Well, if we did play for money. Dang. Yeah. All right. High low. Congratulations.
Is that like the eighth time in a row?
Who's counting?
What's going on with
good segue.
So depressing.
It is, man. I don't even want to play this anymore, dude. For real. Okay, you guys want to touch on this Barstool thing?
Oh my gosh.
I don't like to give pub to these other things that may take attention away from us, but it's obviously a mega, mega, it's a mega website, and these guys have crushed. They've crushed.
They have crushed, and so there's a story out there. Now, there's founders Dave Portnoy, and their CEO, Erica Nardini, have reacted to, I don't know this sports media personality. I've never heard of her. Alika Sadehi. Have you guys heard of her? I've not heard of her.
No.
Anyway, she was offered a contract from Barstool Sports, a full-time two-year deal. She said it would have been fun and paid well. No-brainer, right? They wanted me to sign this. I refused for multiple reasons. It says, I understand that blank company is involved in the entertainment industry. I further understand that because the company's business requires a creative working environment, including exposure to offensive speech, I may be exposed to conduct and speech that openly and explicitly relates to sex as well as race, sexual orientation, gender, national origin, religion, disability, and age. I acknowledge I may be privy to conversations where offensive speech,
summarize instead of hearing this whole statement?
And then it goes on. It talks about conversations. That's part of her job. That she's exposed to it, and that she will not object to it. She will not resent it. She will not be offended by it. and essentially saying, I waive my right to ever be offended again while inside the doors of this company and working in the industry, which I've not seen a, I've never seen a statement like this or a prepared signed waiver like this thing before. But Barstool is getting like really raked over the coals here, like that they are going to sit there and tell someone that they can't ever be offended or find some, you know, essentially they're opening the doors to all kinds of sexual misconduct.
I'm surprised by the way that she presented this, a little bit by the way that Barstool has responded, because I think they went about responding in a way that was like really disrespectful and kind of did continue to shine a light on how some women are treated. I mean, the guy took a lot of personal shots, Portnoy, in his video. However, I would say that I don't really have an issue with a company before you join them,
right,
making it very clear what their company policies are.
Yep.
Once you've read the contract, you have the right or the option to say, you know what, I will waive my right to be offended because I'm working under an umbrella at Barstool Sports that tries to make a lot of things about comedy. And their big thing is comedy within sports. And sometimes that comedy leans on the side of offense.
Now, are they doing an ESPN thing?
It's still rumored to be in the works. It hasn't been officially announced, but they are trying to get a late-night show going with ESPN. And part of my take, which is really interesting, considering that several years ago, ESPN sent a cease and desist letter to Pardon My Take for stealing their Pardon My Interruption First Take split.
I guess I'm the only one who has not watched any Barstool. I can't tell you the characters. I don't. Troy, are you into them at all whatsoever?
No. It's too Boston for me. I mean, like they hook me in with their headlines, and I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then when the video begins playing, I'm like, yeah, this is a little too raw for me. I'm not really raw. Yeah, I'm not really into that.
The CEO said they're a comedy brand that make content for 18 to 34-year-old men. That's risque in nature. This clause covers that. And look, I get it. From a comedy standpoint, like if you're going to go work in a comedy, in a comedic world, you're not offended anyway. You know, for the most part, I mean, comedians aren't offended by other jokes.
Yeah. This is actually standard fare for SNL writers. They have to sign something similar to this. Yeah, that says they can't be offended by the scripts that they participate
in. Can we get all society to sign that out of the womb? Like, instead of the baptism, can we just get that little signature?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, when you sign up with a company that's going to pay your salary, if you want to sign it away, that is your option. However, telling people out of the womb...
Put the ink on the end of the umbilical cord and, like, just scribble it right there, just like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.